type of an avera is a kishuf, type of a magician that you do mechashiv, that you chayiv misa for. If you're bal oiv, what's the bal oiv? Ze pitum, that's the type of a kishuf called pitum, hamedabe mishechiv, that he talks through his armpits. He takes up a mace, and he brings the mace that talks through his armpit. That's the avoid, that's this avera of bal oiv. What's for yiduni? He takes a special type of a bone that comes from a chaya called doini, and he puts it into his mouth, and it could talk through its mouth. Somebody does these two types of things. If either one is chaya skila, if somebody comes to ask the person for advice, like you want to know the future, so you come to a baal oy, somebody that has this power, and you ask him, what's going to be my future? So you should not be azara. The person that asks the questions, he's only overlaved. But the one that's chayes kilo is the oiv, the person himself that's doing this, whether it's oiv or whether it's yudaini.
But they have to do it here with the bone?
Now the one says, I'll come over here now, Mishnah, tiktoni bal oiv viyudaini. It says both. It says bal oiv, that's one type of mechashev, and viyudaini. Or maishna gabi krisis, in the Mishnah mesechta krisis, when it speaks out all the chayes krisis over there, tiktoni bal oiv, it only says the avera of oiv. That's the one that puts the mouth on, that puts the bone or the power under his armpits. That does not bring down there the avera of yudaini, where it brings the power into his mouth and it talks through his mouth. How come? So Rabbi Yechon, since there's only one lav for both of these two, so therefore if you do them both together, you only chayiv one krisis. You only chayiv one time a korban. So therefore the Mishnah there does not bring it down. There the Mishnah in Krisus wants to say all the different type of Chayv Krisus that the different Kabbonis you will have to bring if you do them all. So since Oiv and Yudaini learn now from the same post there's only one Lav, so Yechon holds what's Mechalik, the Chatois, is the Lav. And Rashi says, Her Lishneim B'Lav Echon Emru, B'Lav T'yautifnu Elo Oivois V'il HaYudainim. There's only one Lav. The Yemosa Shneim Belenecho Dein Echayiv Elachatasachas Shehalavin Mechalkan Lechatoyis. That Rabbi Yechon holds what makes it a separate chatis. It has a separate lav. Here that Oivin Yedonis from the same pasuk Al Tifnu Elo Oivois Elo Yedonim. So therefore the Mishnah only says one time there. That's Rabbi Yechon in Steretz. Resh Lakish Shomar Yedoni Lefi Shein by Maisa. He has no. The reason why you potter from a chatis is because Yedoni is not called in action. All you're doing is you're putting a bone into your mouth, and the bone talks. It's not even you talking. You're not even doing an akimas v'asayim. You're not doing anything, the mechashev. He has this power that the bone is what's talking. So Shlokas Hol, that's why you put it for the korban. So if only by oiv, we'll soon say, oiv, there you have to move your arm. So since you're moving your arm, it's called you're doing an action. But by yudaini, that the bone talks by itself, you put it from korban. Elmer says, Reb Yechanan, Maishna Baal Oiv Dinokat, Mishon the Posvach Vekro. So according to Reb Yechanan, that the Mishnah there only says one, because you only have one Chatis. How come it picks Baal Oiv? Why didn't it say Baal Yudaini? The answer is because the Posvach starts off with Oiv. Therefore, the Mishnah there says the first one of the two. Resh Lakish might turn now. Resh Lakish is very good though. Resh Lakish holds that Yudaini is not an action. Therefore, you put it from a Chatis. Mashenkein Oiv, and there is a Maisa to it. Another one says, Resh Lakish, my time lomik Rav Yechon. How come Resh Lakish not holding Rav Yechon? He says it's only one chiyuv chatis. Mashma Resh Lakish holds there are two chatoyis. How come? Rapa hold chaluk and ein b'misa. Since the Torah says twice, it says two times the chiyuv misa there. So that's mechalik. Resh Lakish holds for that alone. If you do in b'shegeg, you chayiv two chatoyis. Since it says a special chiyuv misa by oiv and by special one by yedoni. Since there are two misses, that's mechalik. Rabbi Yechon holds no. Rabbi Yechon, chaluka de lav shmo chaluka. The misa loy shmo chaluka. Rabbi Yechon holds what makes you have a chiv two chatois if the Torah gives two separate lavs. But if there's only one lav by oiv yidoyin, there's only one lav in the Torah. Al tifnu, don't turn towards them. Even though the Torah says twice they'll get misa, that's machlokes. Rabbi Yechon and Meshlokish would be chayiv two chatois or one chatis. Yechon says Yoni Chayiv. One, and Resh Lakish would hold Yechayiv two. Now, that's the machlokes of Yechon and Resh Lakish. For Rabbi Yechon and my time, Liyomach Resh Lakish, why doesn't he say like Resh Lakish? It's the difference.
that Oiv has a Maisa, an action to it, and Yidoni has no action to it. Omalach, Rav Yochanan says, Masnitzin decreases Rabbi Kivi. I'll tell you now, the Mishnah increases goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yom of the Rabbi Kiva Shita is, Loi Din and Maisa. That in order to Chai of Chathis, you don't have to have a Maisa. Even though you do a Lav, as long as this Lav, the Maisa, is Chai of Kurus, if you do it, Bishaygig, you Chai of the Korvin, even though you do not have a Maisa. That's Rabbi Kiva Svara. The Yom, yeah. Now, Rosh Lakish, Lakish says no. Nehi de loy boy Rabbi Kiva Maisa Rabba. True, Rabbi Kiva does not need a big action, but Maisa Zut de boy, but a small action I call upon him he has to have. Rashi says, we had before, yeah. Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva, the Kochosh of Megadeth. He holds Megadeth, cursing Hashem is one of the Chayv Krisis, that you get a Chayv Chattis. Polygraph and Rabban argue on Rabbi Kiva, the Megadeth. Bishum Dien by Maisa. The Rabbanim say no, if you Megadeth, if you curse Hashem B'Shegeg, you're potter from the Chattis, because it's not called a Maisa. Hilgav Rabbi Kiva, Mechayv Alev, Loishar, because Rabbi Kiva, Yechay. That's what Rabbi Yechon held. Rish Lakish says no, even though according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need a Maisa Rabba, but a Maisa Zut you need. There's Megadeth, my Maisa, what type of a Maisa is it by Megadeth where you're cursing Hashem? Aki Masavosa of every Maisa. That I call upon him, you're moving your mouth. Since he's moving his mouth, that's called an action. That, at least this type of an action you need, to Chai V'chat, that's called your Bekiva. But it's Aki Masavosa, Sha'ik Minu Mananeim, you're moving your lips back and forth when you talk. That's called a Maisa, according to your Bekiva. Avi Yudoni Rashi says, Afilu akimas masayin leka. But by Yidoni, there's no action at all. You do not move your lips back and forth. It's the bone that's talking. He put a bone in his mouth, and the bone itself is talking. Therefore, Shlaka says, for Yidoni, you'll be potter from a chattis. But Oiv, there you have to move your arms. For that, it's called an action. For the Mara Bal Oiv, my seeker, even by the Oiv, the Chur, it's not you just talking. You also have the Mason talking. So what action is there by Bal Oiv? So there it says, HaKoshas Royosat Havi Maisa. You have to keep on moving your arm back and forth. That makes the mace talk. Bal Oiv is also, you bring up a mace between your armpits, and he doesn't talk by himself. You have to move your arm. So therefore, according to Rosh Lakish, that's called an action. That according to Rabbi Kiva, you chai the chattis because you're doing a maisa. Mashenken, Yidoni, there's no action at all from you. It's just the bone itself is talking. That's why the Mishnah increases does not bring down Yidoni. They be potter from the chattis. Yeah. The Rabbi, the Rabbani, even according to Rabbani, you want to say this for now. That Rosh Lakish says that's called a maisa, like there's a question. But to me, a koyma, neither like polygrabon, like hosra, melodomagadis, our bal oiv moidom. It's a question. Over there, the rabbonin, they only argue on Megadeth. The rabbonin say Megadeth is not called a maisa. When you only curse Hashem, it's only a dibur, that's not called an action. But on the Mishnah there that says oiv, the rabbonin do not argue. The question is why? What kind of an action is oiv? Just moving your arms, that should not be considered a maisa. For a Tanya, we learned. That the Rabbanan say, you know when you chayev the chattis, only if you do an aveira that has an action to it. Kigurin, what type of an action? Zivuach, we yeshech the korban. Kitter, you burn the service. Benisach, you pour the wine. Vishtachavot, you bow down. So mashma, the Rabbanan hold, you have to have a big action. So it's a kasha then. Bal Oiv also doesn't have a big action. The young Rashlaka says, man tano, hishtachavot. Who's the man that says the shtachavah bowing down is called an action? Rabbi Kivi, the Yom Aloy Bina Maisa. That he holds, you don't have to have an action. Rashi Rabbi, you don't have to have a big action. Ava Maisa Zuta, but a small one you have to have. So what's called a small action? Bowing down? So B'Zayin, L'chur Tzakasha, then Oiv, why does the Mishnah Stam say they Yechayid by Oiv? It's not called an action. It's much like this. Rabbi Yechon says, even if you want to say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbanin. Kfifas Kaimosa the Rabbanin heavy Maisa. Rabbi Yechon says no, bowing down, that is called a big action. Hishtachavoya, bowing down, yes, that's a big action, that's why Yechayim. So we ask the question now. Hashtel or Rosh Lakish, now according to Rosh Lakish. Kfifas Kaimosa the Rabbanin. But heavy Maisa, Rosh Lakish says no, that Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Kiva. That according to Rabbi Kiva, Hishtachavoya, bowing down is called an action. But according to the Rabbanan Shita, even bowing down is not called a big action. That's not a big maisa to your chayiv. If so, according to Rish Lakish, Hakoshas Royosef the Baal Oiv, heavy maisa, why did the Rabbanan agree to the Mishnah the increases? Why by Baal Oiv are you chayiv a korban? You're not doing an action. It's the mace that's talking. True, you're moving your arms, but that should not be called a bigger action than bowing down. If according to Rish Lakish, bowing down according to the Rabbanan Yepoto, so why moving your arms on Yechayiv? Tamar says true. Ki kamer Rish Lakish namad Rabbi Kiva, enech nami. Rish Lakish only meant to say that mission over there that says Baal Oiv, Yechayiv Achatis, only goes according to Rabbi Kiva. That holds the Maisa Zuta, small action is enough, like moving your lips, so therefore moving your arms is also enough. Avol the Rabbanan, but Rish Lakish learns according to the Rabbanan that you have to have a big action, like they will hold that by Baal Oiv, if somebody does this kishuf of oiv, he'll be potter from mechiv chatas. Yochi is so, what do we only say over there? Yotze megadiv, ul baal oiv mi boilei. It should have said two things go out of the Mishnah. That not only megadiv is the potter from the korban, but even baal oiv also. So chus lulu bakasha. So luchur, since it doesn't take out oiv, mashm oiv, the rabbanon there argue only on megadiv. But by Oiv, they admit that Yechayiv Achatis. The question is why? Why did the Rabbanan agree by Oiv? Where's the action? What are you doing? Elul the Gemara says, Amar Ulul says like this, B'maktir l'sheit. I tell you, you know what Oiv is, where you are maktir, you're shechting an animal to a shade. That's what Oiv is. Rashi says, B'mashani b'maktir l'sheit. Einoi maktir l'shem aluhus. You're not shechting this animal l'shem avodazori, you're not accepting it for a god. Eli de haktoro, but by burning this, nasa mechashefus lechavra shed makan. That's your power to make kishuf, that you bring together the demons here, and now you can do your kishuf. That's what oiv is. Oiv has to first do an action. The makter l'shed, he has to burn something to get the shedim together, and then he can do this action of oiv. So that's why oiv is called a big action. You have to first burn something. Oh, Malay Ravo, Makhtil the shade, if you're really burning Keteris light to a shade, Oyved Avos Gechavimu. You're worshipping Avoy Dezara. And the Havimino is, you're doing it the shame Avoy Dezara, to worship him as a god. So you should be Chayef, you're being Oyved Avoy Dezara. El Ravo, Ma Ravo, but Makhtil Lechavir. You're not really burning the fire Lishem, a god, but rather only Lechavir means to come, to bring them together. Rashi said, this Rashi is the Mashani, but Makhtil Lechavir. You're not burning now l'shem a god to accept him to be your god. But because you're burning this fire now, that gives you the power l'chaber hashedim l'kan, to bring all the demons together here. And when you have all the demons together, then you have your power to do kishuf. So that's what a baal oiv is. A baal oiv first has to burn keteris, has to burn something. That's a big action. And by burning these things, you bring together the shadim, and that gives you the power to do the kishuf. So therefore, it's good why the Rabbanan agree, Yechayev Achatis, because it's called the Maisa Rabba, you do a big action here.
Does he talk
that way too? Yeah. Well, later, after they all come to him, then he has his power, he brings up the Maisa, and we'll soon see. And they talk up here. From Rabbi Nuzam. Omalei Abaya, Hamakte Lechaver Chayver Chaverhu. So you say, Omer Abaya, Hamakte Lechaber Chayver. Rashi says, Chayver Chaverhu. V'yeinu Ela Balav. Now if you're only burning the fire just to gather the demons together, that's only a lav. Chaverhu. In, Vatay Romra, Chayver Zeh Beskila. So that can't be the pshat over here. Because Vatay Romra, Chaver Kagrein Zeh Beskila. Tir the Tiritsu. Miyachas Shemechabras Hashedim Meizit. In other words, if you just bring demons together, that's only a lav. True. But over here, you know why you're chayav skila? Because you're doing more than just that. Here, by burning this fire, you have your power, you're bringing the demons together, the mason, on the Torah shei b'skila, because during the chayav misa, she goes to maybe korban. The chiyomer, when the Torah say chayav v'chover anywhere about Zoro, zeh mechaba chayas v'behemus, the choshem v'akrovim l'mokam echad, adeh l'choshem. When is it only allowed chayav v'chover, gathering together? That's animals. If you make a fire and you have a power to gather animals together, it's also type of a kishuf, but on that you only chayiv alav. Over here, that the fire is bringing the demons together, they're bringing shadim together, that's a bigger power. But this power, you chayiv skila. Tanu Rabban, we're like this. Chayiv v'chover, if you gather things together, It means through your kishrif you gather animals together. This is the lav. Echad chav agoda, where you gather big animals together. Rashi's chayis sebehemus gedolos. The echad chav akotim, where you have the power to gather small shkotzim and remoshim together. The afilu lechoshim v'akrovim, even snakes and scorpions. If you bring them together, you overlap. Omer Abaye, Hilkach therefore mandit somid sibur v'akrovim, somebody that gathers together or locks up, or somebody locks up all these snakes. Even though his kavanah is, his intentions is that the scorpion should not hurt anybody, still also it's not better to do it. If he's doing it with this type of a kishuf, that he's gathering together these snakes, still it's also. But Rashi says the kugain though shein rots nachir. We're talking about that right now. The snake is not running after you. Shein kam mishum tekuach nefesh. You're not doing this to save your soul. If a snake is running after you and you want to save pekuach nefesh, it'll be mutter to do this type of a kishuf of chover to with your kishuf throw him away. But if he's not running after you, stam you want to get use your koyach of kishuf to gather the snakes together. That's falav, even though you have good intentions. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yechonon maishna dechifas koy mosel rabbonin heavy maisa v'yakimas vosel heavy maisa. According to Rabbi Yechonon understands that a shtachava, bowing down, that's called an action. The Rabbanon hold Yechayah for that. So Rabbi Yechonon's megadif, speaking out, cursing Hashem, for that you put it from Akatas according to Chachomim. That's not called an action. Why? Why is bowing down more of an action than moving your mouth? Omar Rabbi says, Shani megadif, Hoyo v'yeshnu b'leiv. Tell you megadif, true, it's a type of an action, you're moving your lips, but the main aver is in your lave that you mean to worship the Avodah Zarah, that you mean to curse Hashem, that you're cursing Hashem, that's the main aver. That you're Mekala, Rashi says, Toli b'lev, Shemechavin l'vorach Hashem, Shavim l'vorach Hashem kol yom v'im b'li b'ay kalpi malo, if you don't really mean it to curse Hashem, you wouldn't be chayiv misa. Adika aver of Megadif is b'lev, that he means it in his heart to curse Hashem. So that's why here it's not called an action. Moser observed, there he asked the question, is that true? It says over there, Yotsu Eidim Zemimin, shame.